Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, why shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for them. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
For nearly 60 years, I have heard the readings for Advent. This year is no different, except it is. Certainly, I can point to the reality of COVID. This past week, I've been pondering ways that small businesses and restaurants are being crushed under the weight of this economy. I've been thinking about the ways that individuals and families are not able to gather for holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's in the same way. If families do gather, public health officials tell us that those decisions can have great consequences. I've also been thinking about the reality that no matter how careful one is, the risks still come into play. Like, my parents are in quarantine for the second time because one of their home health care workers has tested positive for COVID-19. That's the second time in 7 weeks. In times like these, it is easy to feel defeated, like things are futile. To be sure, some aren't even trying. Others have turtled up so tight that they may be suffocating under the many possible mental health outcomes. Still others are having to make daily decisions about risk assessment and acceptable levels of risk and how to take care of themselves in the midst of it all. In the prayers today, every one of the new prayer concerns are calls for healing in the face of COVID diagnosis or fear of exposure. It is all so difficult. And Isaiah's words come as balm in this moment. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. God knows we need comfort in this time. God knows that so many of the normal go-to means of seeking and finding comfort are not available to people today. Isaiah continues, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sins. At times like these, when people are so wounded, so raw, so anxious, so grief-struck, tender care, loving care is critical. This is not the time to beat people up. What is striking about these words from Isaiah is that they come on the heels of some pretty stark reality. You see, the first 39 chapters of Isaiah recount the story of a people who are called over and over again to embrace and respond to God's call, invitation to faithful relationship. They are invited to trust God's promise to overcome death and shame and loss, everything. And they are also warned that their failure to repent, their failure to change direction, their failure to amend their ways would bring consequences. One consequence is a king who doesn't know what he is doing. Of course, we know in hindsight. You see, the king entertained envoys from Babylon thinking they were there to negotiate a relationship for the sake of peace and security for his land. He trusted when he shouldn't. He showed them everything he had. Isaiah writes, there was nothing in his house or in all his realm that Hezekiah did not show them. And Isaiah then confronted Hezekiah after the state visit. Isaiah warned that days are coming when all that is in your house and that which your ancestors have stored up until this day shall be carried to Babylon. And the king thought it was good because he thought there will be peace and security in my days. Now, what happened from that moment to what we heard today, from that moment when the king says and articulates his belief that there will be peace and security in his days, and the very next sentence in the writing of Isaiah is that Babylon indeed came in. They destroyed the temple. They carried everything away. They carried the elites, the artisans, the tradesmen away. The people of Judah were crushed. It was horrifying, hopeless. What is worse, it didn't have to be that way. To the extent that the destruction of the temple and the deportation can be a consequence or even a punishment from God, even God offers that. She, Jerusalem, has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. But that crushing loss is not the end of the story. Rather, it is the beginning of a new story. Throughout the coming chapters of Isaiah, the people of God hear the promise of redemption, of life, of a servant who comes to work freedom. Later than that, this people who listen for the voice of God in Christ Jesus hear the gospel writer start a whole new chapter, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And these stories remind us today that we are not alone. God accompanies this people, this nation, this world through these crushing and frightening times. In the midst of it all, the people hear of a herald, a voice in the wilderness. But more, the people hear, do not fear. Here is your God. He will feed his flock. God will gather the lambs. God will gently lead the mother sheep. In this time of Advent, waiting and watching, perhaps the task is not so much to get ready for the celebration of a birth some 2,000 years ago, but rather to ready ourselves for Christ, who is showing up in our midst right here and right now. This is the time to watch and wait and train our eyes for recognizing the Lord who comes to tend this anxious and hurting world. May it be so.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.